In this session, we're going to look at two reasons why professionals bring this question to me. Why they say, do I work so hard? Am I so highly qualified? Am I so caring about my clients? And yet I look around me and other advisors, not half as hardworking, not half as highly qualified, create multiples of my results. It's a great question. And we're going to look at two underlying causes of that in this session. And the first one, I'm going to use some material created by a man called Sam Foss. And I love this material. In fact, it's a poem. And the poem is going to answer this question. Why is it that we're hardwired for business failure? Because I believe we are. I believe one of the reasons why you're not multiples more successful and effective than you are is because, like most professionals in their industry, you are hardwired for business failure. And I'm going to use Sam Foss to start to show you that fact and why that is. Sam wrote a superb poem. I sent it out as a blog some months ago to my existing clients and to my readership of my blog and e-zine. And I thought, this is a bit woolly, sending a poem out. This is a bit soft, a bit non-business-like. But you know what? That blog produced the highest click-through rate, the highest view rate of any blog I have sent since and any blog before it. I'm sure I'll break that eventually, but it was probably the most responsive blog I'd sent out at the time. And here's what the poem is all about. The poem is called The Calf Path. The Calf Path. And Sam Foss structured this poem to tell this story. There was a young calf that wandered its way home through the woods. It didn't take a straight path, it meandered, as young calves often do. And we're going back now 300 years in history. And this little path, this little calf path, was created by the calf as he meandered his way home. And then later on in the day, a sheep, a bellwether sheep, traipsed through the grass, through the woods, following the calf path that the young calf had made. And then the next day, a dog, a sheep dog, was traipsing through the woods and followed the calf path that the bellwether sheep and all the following sheep behind that bellwether sheep had made the previous day. Now, you're probably ahead of me. You probably see where this is heading, but let's just follow it through. By now, the path had become quite wide and quite deep through the grass, through the woods. And it meandered still, never went in a straight line because everybody was following the path created by the young calf. And then a horse came along, and later on a horse and buggy, and later on a bigger wagon, and all of them followed the path that had been taken through the woods. If you take that on into history, years on, maybe decades on, and we now have other vehicles, bigger vehicles, going through this area, probably not as wooded anymore, we can see that the path turns into a track, a rutted track. The rutted track becomes a bigger track that turns into a small road. And this small road eventually, as the woods begin to disappear, finds its way through a village that turns into a town, a small town, into a larger town, and eventually we see that the road travels its way with cars upon it through a city. But it's never been straightened. It still meanders through the city, and the city is built around it. And right at the end of the poem, I'm going to read the last two verses to let you see what the result is. Here's what Sam Walter Foss's The Calf Path says at the end. A moral lesson this might teach, were I ordained and called to preach. For men are prone to go it blind along the calf paths of the mind, and work away from sun to sun to do what other men have done. They follow in the beaten track, and out and in and forth and back, and still their devious course pursue to keep the path that others do. I'd recommend that you find on the internet the full Calf Path by Sam Foss and read it all. And you'll understand that the message is this, if he were called to preach. We follow the precedent of the pack. We follow the crowd and we assume, because they're doing it this way, that we should do it this way too. And now I'd ask you to look around you and look honestly. Look at your industry. Are the vast majority of your peer group in your industry highly effective, consummately successful small business leaders? Are their businesses creating the rewards that their professional skills really deserve? Do their businesses reflect in the rewards they receive the high value they're giving to their clients? Are they successful? Yes or no? And the answer will probably be, well, actually the vast majority are not successful and they're scrabbling for a living. So why then follow the precedent? Why follow the calf path? And that's one of the signals and messages that Sam Foss gives us in business. Beware following the calf path of other people's minds. And if the crowd is going in one direction and it isn't successful, then your first response should be, think I'll go in a different direction.